today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salamun alaikum. You're listening to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about living by the Quran.
قلب ينبض بالقرآن هذا النور شفاء صدور فاض وعطر كل لسان وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن.
I invite you to be with us on Wednesday, 18th of Rabiul Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Calendar corresponding to the 12th of May, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar and the 4th of October, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. As usual and as our rule, we open Allah's book, the Holy Quran. For today, let's learn more about chapter Al-Baqarah, verses 1 to 5.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
ألف لام
Alif, Lam, Mim.
ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين.
This is the book about which there is no doubt, a guidance for those conscious of Allah.
الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
Who believe in the unseen, establish prayer, and spend out of what we have provided for them.
والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون.
And who believe in what has been revealed to you, O Muhammad, and what was revealed before you, and of the hereafter, they are certain in faith.
أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون.
Those are upon right guidance from their Lord, and it is those who are the successful.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Allah promised His Prophet to send down to him a book for the guidance of men, and now it was done. For it is a book wherein is a source of guidance for all truth seekers, and these believers, in fact, have no doubt in it. The Quran says that there is no doubt in this book, and this statement is not a mere claim. It means that the content of the Quran has such a style that it, in itself, attests to the authenticity of itself.
ورسول الله معلمنا
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى
As I told you, the topic of this episode is living by the Quran. The Quran is the book Allah sent in truth to His servants. It is an admonition, a healing, and a mercy for believers. Believers who can grasp this important reality, reflect deeply on every verse of the Quran, and spend all their lives in compliance with it. Allah provides in the Holy Quran the answer to any question they seek. We have brought them a book elucidating everything with knowledge as guidance and a mercy for people who believe. Chapter Al-A'raf, verse 52. Since the Quran explains everything relevant to being a servant to Allah, man is responsible for living by Quran, observing its limits and complying with its commands on the day of resurrection. People will be questioned based on this book alone. Therefore, never forget that the way you conduct yourself, your thoughts and decisions, in brief, your entire way of life, should be in compliance only with Quran and not with what the majority of people want.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to Arab English Radio and another show on how to live according to Al-Quran, a comprehensive Quranic guide for life from Arab English Radio. The Holy Quran, the Holy Scripture of Islam, is more than just a religious text. It is a guide for life. It offers profound guidance on faith, morality, family, social justice, personal development, and community involvement. In this show, we shall try to look at the principles and practice advice from the Holy Quran. Moral conduct, family life, social justice, personal development, and community engagement, providing insights for those seeking align their lives with Al-Quran and Quranic principles, inshallah. So we are always in need of Quran and finding this affection with the Holy Quran to be and to live and to breathe with Holy Quran in our lives. The Quran considered by Muslims as the final and complete revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to humanity serves as a comprehensive guide for how to lead a righteous and meaningful life. Its guidance covers various aspects of human existence, encompassing faith, moral conduct, family life, social justice, personal development, and community involvement.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the.
This is today's special in Wealth and Children, and this great phrase, wealth and children are ornaments of life. God says in the Quran, wealth and children are an adornment of life, of this world. But lasting righteous deeds are better with your Lord in reward and better in hope. God is not necessarily saying that wealth and children are a bad thing. However, He is saying that righteous deeds are more lasting in reward before Allah, and therefore one must give more importance to them. However, one can raise good children and they may become one's lasting righteous deeds, of course, or one may spend his wealth in charitable acts and it may become a lasting deed.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به.
We have ways to use the Quran to improve our life. One of these ways is regarding tafsir and translation. Tafsir means exegesis. Reading is one of the most enjoyable activities. Millions of people are devoted to it. What better book to read on a lazy afternoon than the Holy Quran or its explanation? If we accurately grasp the Quran, we can gain a good comprehension of reality. You can read a competent and specialized scholar's translation and exegesis or tafsir of it. Exegesis reveals the Quranic secrets and illuminates the hidden meanings of words, passages, and surahs.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that all divine books are illuminating. As you know, this is what we find about all divine books. For example, in Surah Ali Imran 184, Allah says, فَإِن كَذَّبُوكَ فَقَدْ كُذِّبَ رُسُلٌ مِّنْ قَبْلِكَ جَاءُوا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالزُّبُرِ وَالْكِتَابِ الْمُنِيرِ. If they rejected you, messengers before you were also rejected, they brought clear signs and illuminating book, Al-Kitab al-Munir. So every book is illuminating. In particular, then Quran refers to Torah and Injil and the Quran. So all of them are generally illuminating. And as examples, emphasis is put on Torah and Injil and the Quran. For example, about Torah, we have in Surah Ma'idah, verse 44, Inna anzalna Torah fiha hudan wa nur. We sent down Torah, there is guidance and light in Torah. Surah An'am 91, also Allah says, in the middle of the ayah, قُلْ مَنْ أَنْزَلَ الْكِتَابَ الَّذِي جَاءَ بِهِ مُوسَى نُورًا وَهُدًى. Who sent down the book that Musa brought? Musa brought, but Allah sent it down to Musa. But this book is نُورًا وَهُدًى, is light and guidance.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special, and we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
A message from the sky, a mercy for mankind. If you lose your way, we'll always be your guide. Far greater than this world, move mountains with its words. Fixed every part of me and put my heart at ease. And Allah knows words heal the soul, most beautiful of miracles. The more you read, the more you feel Allah's love.